Oh, man, this is hard. At least you've got a chance to win some money. College Hoops Madness is all around. We're gonna do a bracket BMW style. And not just any BMWs, we're gonna do the M cars. So I managed to narrow it down to 32 M vehicles. And to fill some of the brackets, some of them are two-door, some are four-door versions. But for the most part, I just tried to stick to one. I'm using a website where all the seating was done randomly. I just put the vehicles in and it came up with whatever bracket it wanted to come up with. And because of that, we've got some interesting matchups. The first one, however, number one versus number 32. I think this one's gonna be a slam dunk for the 32 seed. Major upset, bracket buster right here. We have the BMW XM versus the BMW 1M. Yeah, I think this one's pretty obvious too. All right, so of course we are picking the BMW 1M for this one to move on. Next up in the bracket, we have the BMW M1, the original, versus the E90 M3. This one I'm gonna be probably a little bit controversial on because as much heritage as we owe to the M1, I'd rather have that naturally aspirated V8 of the E90 M3. So with the first round, we have the two only pure M models knocked out.
She's gone, honey, she's gone.
Next up, we have the F95 X5M versus the G87 M2. And yes, I love this X5M, but it's really hard to top the M2. Gonna go ahead and slide that one on forward to face either the original M Coupe or the G82 M4. And for me, it's all about the clown shoe. We are definitely going with the M Coupe in this round. Next up, we have the F87 M2 versus the F98 X4M. So although this is a little bit harder compared to the F95 X5M and the G87 M2, I'm going with the M2 again. It's really the only one that pays homage back to the E30 M3 that so many people love. And speaking of E30 M3, that is next on the list, going up against the E34 M5. And this is probably the toughest bracket I've come across thus far. I haven't looked at any of these yet. And I love the E30 M3 and I love the E34 M5. I think that is the most underrated M car on this list. But if push came to shove, the E30 M3 is getting the win. It moves on to the next round. Here we have the G80 M3 going up against the Z4 M Coupe. And this one is not very difficult for me at all. It is the Z4 M Coupe. Sorry, the new grille just can't get on board with it. Next up, we have the F92 M8 Coupe going up against the F85 X5M. And honestly, I thought the X5M would make it past the first round, but when it's going up against some tough competition, here I am going to be choosing the F92 M8 Coupe over the X5M. Next up in this bracket, we have the E60 M5 going up against the F10 M5, and the E60 has the famous V10 with rod bearing issues, but it has a brilliant sound. That is not to say that the F10 doesn't have a brilliant sound as well. And based on looks, I'm gonna choose the F10. I think that is the better option, even though I cringe at the thought of losing out on that V10 Symphony. Next up, we have the M Roadster against the E92 M3. So this is gonna be the coupe version. And honestly, I think it's kind of difficult. I wasn't a big fan of the coupe E92. I was a fan of the four-door E90. So for that reason alone, I'm gonna go with the original M Roadster. Next up, we have the E28 M5 going up against the E36 M3 Coupe. And this one, whew, okay, this is probably the toughest bracket because I have a soft spot for the E28 M5 thanks to a neighbor who has one still to this day and bought it actually brand new. But the E36 M3 has made its way into hearts of many because it was cheap for a long time and now it is becoming more revered. But at the risk of pissing off a few people, we're gonna go with my heart, the E28 M5. Ugh. Next up, we have the E39 M5 going up against the F13 M6 Coupe. And this one, probably no surprise to many people because there's nothing quite like the E39 M5 made today, so it moves on. All right, this is again, I did not choose this seating. E71 X6M versus the F96 X6M. and I don't care about the power numbers. I'm going with the one that looks better, the E71X6M. There, I said it, it's going on. Next up, we have the F06 M6 Grand Coupe going up against the F90 M5. Whew. This is tough. The M6 Grand Coupe, I love it. It is a gorgeous, timeless looking vehicle in my opinion. But the F90 M5, oh man, that is a good looking vehicle and it sounds good. The competition version has the pops and the crackles and we're going with the M6 Grand Coupe. It moves on. Here we have the F86 X6M going up against the E70 X5M. And here we go. I have an X5M that will be making it to the second round because yeah, it's the better vehicle. At least in my opinion. Final one of the first round, we have the Z4M Roadster going up against the F97 X3M. Whew, I do love this X3M, and I think any other bracket, it probably would have moved on to the second round, but can I choose it over a Z4M Roadster? Yes. Yes, I am going to choose it over the Z4M Roadster.
Seriously?
Is that the right choice? This might be the time to drop a comment below. And if you haven't already, make sure to subscribe, okay? For one random commenter on this, I will be giving them this. Yes, yes, it says it's play money, but you know, $100 is $100, right? Okay, here we go. We are on to round two. This is where it gets a little bit tougher. In fact, a lot of it tougher. The first bracket I just took a look at, it is the BMW 1M going up against the E90 M3. And I love both of these vehicles because honestly, it harkens back to a time when BMW M catered to enthusiasts rather than these, my play money. But with a heavy heart, I'm gonna kick the E90 M3 out and go ahead and click the BMW 1M. Who will it be facing off against? The G87 M2 or the M Coupe? And if you know me personally at all, you're not surprised. I'm going with the M Coupe as much as I love the M2. That next one's gonna be hard. All right, here we have the F87 M2 going up against the E30 M3. And are you ready to have your feathers ruffled? Because personally, I think the E30 M3 is overrated. Very cool car, but not worth the money that it commands. So for that, I'm going with the F87 M2. Next up, we have the Z4 M Coupe going up against the F92 M8 Coupe. And here you have again, a tough decision for me personally. The Z4 M Coupe represents all things BMW of old, while the M8 Coupe represents brute power. And the Z4 M Coupe is gorgeous and timeless, but not as timeless as the F92 M8 Coupe. I did it. There we go. Move that one on to the next round. Got the F10 M5 going up against the M Roadster. And for this, I'm gonna have to choose the M Roadster, the original. This thing is gorgeous and has the timeless inline six with a manual transmission. I can't argue with that one. Oh my goodness, this is a battle of the M5s. You've got an E28 M5 going up against the E39 M5. This is the original versus what people think is probably the greatest M5. Of all time. And my heart says E28, but logic says E39 is moving on to face the M Roadster in the next round. The final bracket, this one is kind of a hodgepodge. Some of these cars probably would not have made it past the first round, but the way that the cookie crumbled, here we are. We have the E71 X6M going up against the M6 Grand Coupe. And for me, I'm going with the more beautiful one, the X6M. Nope, just kidding, it is the M6 Grand Coupe. Up next, we have the E70 X5M going up against the F97 X3M. And this one, it's kind of easy for me. We're going X3M, a vehicle I think is very underrated. And if you've made it this far, I'm gonna reward you, your choice. Would you like $100 of play money or a highway spec sticker? Your choice, gonna give it out to a random comment in this video. My wife said I was crazy for paying money for fake money. All right, round three, here we go. We are going into the semifinals. And if you watched my video last week where I actually did this live with the Porsche 911 bracket, you'll know it gets tough. This is where it starts to get spicy. First up in this round, we have the BMW 1M going up against the M Coupe. The clown shoe against arguably one of the greatest modern BMW M cars. And I can't choose. We're gonna come back to that. So next one, F87 M2 going up against the F92 M8 Coupe. And if you were to ask me which one I would buy today, it would be the F92 M8 Coupe. But if you ask me which one's the better car, it's gonna be the F87 M2. That one's gonna move on. No matter who I pick in this one, you're gonna have two small M cars going up against each other with manual transmissions. So who's really losing in this one? Nobody. Unless you thought the E90 M3 was going to be the winner, and at this point, I've probably pissed you off enough that you're not even watching anymore. So good riddance.
They're lost.
At least they're not going to win the money for commenting, right? All right, BMW 1M going up against the M Coupe. The one I would rather park in my garage is going to be the M Coupe. And that's coming from somebody who had a BMW 1 Series. I loved it, but I have always wanted an M Coupe. All right, next up we have the BMW M Roadster going up against the E39 M5. And the M Roadster, very cool. However, it's nothing like the M Coupe, at least in my opinion. So I'm going to pick the E39 M5. Here we go, the M6 Grand Coupe facing off against the X3 M. And this one, I gotta go with the more gorgeous one, and that is the M6 Grand Coupe. All right, no more gimmies here. We've got the semifinals. BMW M Coupe going up against the F87 M2 and the E39 M5 going up against the M6 Grand Coupe. I'm gonna go with the easier of the two and choose the E39 M5 over the M6 Grand Coupe. Even though I'd probably rather have the M6 Grand Coupe in my garage, the E39 M5 is timeless. Here we have the M Coupe going up against the F87 M2. Which one do you think I'm going to pick? I'll wait. You're right, the M Coupe. And that leaves us with the final two, the BMW M Coupe going up against the E39 M5. Probably not a finale that you imagined at the beginning of this video. But for me, can't go wrong with the clown shoe. That is the ultimate BMW M car. What do you think of my bracket? Did anybody get a perfect bracket? Probably not. But there it is. Those are my choices. Thanks for watching. Hopefully you won some money on this one, and I will catch you on the next one. Seriously, I paid money for this. Real money for fake money.